Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Well, we are going to get into the Word of God. I hope you got your Bibles with you this morning. And today I'm preaching a message called The Power of Partnership. The Power of Partnership. And so tonight I'm also preaching on this subject. Tonight has a prophetic edge to it. And as we go into this message, you'll see what I'm talking about. Something very powerful is going to happen in the atmosphere tonight. So today we're laying the foundation, we're tilling the soil, we're putting in the seed of God's word. But tonight the rain of the Holy Spirit is going to pour down on the revelation, and we're going to go and we're going to see the blessing increase over your life in 2021 in Jesus' name. Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And in a moment, we're going to read from verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. If you don't have your Bible, the verses are available for you on the screen. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. It's one of those books that take a little bit longer to find. Not as easy as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but you will get there. When you got it, can you say, I got it? There you go. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says, watch this, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken or quickly broken. The Bible is littered with fruitful and dynamic partnerships. We know of David and Jonathan. We know of Moses and Aaron, Elijah and Elisha. We know of Mordecai and Esther, Naomi and Ruth, Paul and Timothy, Paul and Silas. These people came together in covenant partnerships. They were in covenant relationship. Because of this covenant relationship, these partnerships brought about extraordinary kingdom advance. Partnerships are so powerful because we do more together to fulfill the mission of God in the world. Partnerships are so powerful that they act as a means of merging and managing resources, logistics, time, experience, and intelligence. Partnerships are so powerful that they have the ability to move you from addition to multiplication. I believe that God wants to release multiplication over your life in 2021. And one of his mechanisms, one of his methods is through the power of partnership. Good partnerships make for excellent friendships. Sometimes God calls us into the life of another so that our weaknesses might be made less and so that we may fill in those same gaps for someone else. The Jews were so committed to partnership that they had a rabbinical saying that said, either friendship or death. Partnerships matter. Friendships matter. It is unbiblical to try and work out or outwork the call of God in your life in 2021 without the dynamic of partnership. You can survive without community, but you will never thrive without it. And if you want to thrive in 2021, we need the power of partnership. Rolls-Royce, I watched a National Geographic episode whilst I was on holidays on the beginnings of the car company Rolls-Royce. Charles Rolls and Henry Royce came into partnership. Royce was the owner of a mechanical business and he dabbled in engine design. Rolls, on the other hand, was the owner of a quality car dealership in London. And on the 1st of May, 1904, at the Grand Central Hotel in Manchester, they came together in partnership. And we see one of the world's most famous car manufacturers born out of that meeting, Rolls-Royce, because two strengths came together and formed a partnership. The principle of partnership is littered right throughout the New Testament. The word saint in the New Testament appears on one occasion. The word saints, plural, appears on 61 occasions. 1 to 61. God is into partnerships. God is speaking to us this year about the dynamic that is available through partnerships. I believe that the Holy Spirit is wanting to reestablish the revelation in our hearts this year of the power of good, godly partnerships. The passage that we read this morning, Solomon makes the statement that is an altruistic claim. He's not making or giving us a thought. He's making a statement that cannot be refuted, and that is, watch this, two are better than one. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes, to have a little bit of an understanding of what's going on, is in the book of Proverbs. Solomon gives to us life wisdom, practical wisdom on how to live. The book of Ecclesiastes, essentially, is Solomon practicing what he wrote and learning about the things that he did well and the things that he didn't do too well. And now, as a mature elderly man, he looks back over his life and he tells us some things and he says to us, I've lived a long time. I've practiced the book of Proverbs to the best of my ability. And I want to tell you something. Two are better than one. We need partnerships. We need people who will stand with us. We need people in 2021 who'll encourage us, who'll speak into our lives, who'll speak prophetically into our lives, who'll lift us up when we are feeling down. You cannot do what God has called you to do in 2021 without partnerships. So Solomon gives us four things. Four things I want to speak to you about today in this arena of partnerships. Number one, Solomon tells us that two are more successful than one. Two are more successful than one. Now, the Living Bible puts Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 this way. It says, two can accomplish more than twice as much as one. For the results, watch this, can be much better. Now notice that singular, there is a measure of result. But Solomon's saying to us that the results with the power of two is much better. There's a much better anointing for you in 2021. There's a much better increase that God wants you to have. Something much better in 2021. The New Living Translation puts it this way. It says, two people are better off than one. Four, watch this, they can help each other succeed. Now, let's have a think about this verse just for a moment. Is the verse saying, let's say for example, you and I go to the gym. Let's say you have an ability to lift 50 kilos. I have the ability to lift 50 kilos, totaling, of course, 100 kilos. Is the verse saying that because of our combined strength, we will now be able to lift more than 100 kilos because we're kind of motivating and stirring each other on? And the answer is not really. So what the verse is trying to tell us is this. In life, how many of you know that you navigate different circumstances and you navigate things that you may have a strength in or, watch this, you may have a weakness in. Some of you are great at math. Some of you are great communicators. Some possess great discernment. They're great readers of people. Others of you are super organized. Some of you is like, what does the word calendar actually mean? So you have different strengths in your life, but put our strengths together. Put your anointing together. Put your likes together, your weaknesses together with mine. And we are able, watch this, to achieve much more. Now, over Christmas, we made an executive decision in our home. Who makes executive decisions in their home every now and again? It's like, we've got to do something about this. Our executive decision was about our son Wade's bed. Now, his bed, I'm telling you, this thing would, you have the slightest turn in that bed in the middle of the night, and that thing is creaking right throughout the house. Who has a bed like that? So this bed is little turn, creak, creak, all through the night. So I decided I'll tighten the bolts, I'll loosen the bolts. I even got oil spray. I'm spraying the bolts. It's like, this thing has got the creaks. So we made an executive decision. We're getting him a new bed. So Wade and I start to dismantle the frame of his bed. Now, ordinarily on my own, the weight of the frame I could lift on my own. But I needed someone to hold the bed head when I was dismantling the horizontal beam so that when I had to go on my back, it's one of these ones you got to turn from underneath so that the bed head wouldn't fall on my head when I was doing my part in it. You need people in your world to move you into new arenas and new places and new spaces in the purposes of God. How? Through partnership. It's unbiblical to try and walk out the call of God on your own. If your kneecap came to you and said, I'm doing it all on my own. If your right leg said, I've had enough. I'm walking out of this relationship. Might be a good right leg, but it has no effect. It's our togetherness. It's our koinonia. The word koinonia is the Greek word for the word fellowship that you see in the New Testament. It's not, when we think of fellowship, it's not just about buying a coffee for someone. It's about a shared experience around Jesus Christ. It's spirit touching spirit, heart touching heart, encouragement, building each other up, edifying one another in the purposes of God. And Solomon, the aged, wise man of God, looks back over his life and he says, let me give you something, young people. Let me give you something, middle-aged people. Two are better than one. Amen. Mother Teresa puts it this way. She said, what I can do, you cannot. What you can do, I cannot. But together, we can do something beautiful for God. Amen. What's your partnerships? Or who are your partnerships in 2021? Those friendships dynamics, those dynamics matter in outworking the purposes of God for our lives. Number two. The Word of God tells us that two are more secure than one. And when we think of security, essentially what we're talking about is a way of reducing risk or danger. So a simple example of that would be when I've been to Israel, and some of us have been on the tours together to Israel, to the Holy Lands. I remember the first time I went, I don't think when my mother was alive, I don't think she slept for 2 weeks. Because, you know, when people think of Israel, you think of, please come back alive. But when you go there, the security checkpoints are everywhere. Every tourist spot, there are soldiers like there's no tomorrow. You feel so safe because they have done something in advance to mitigate risk or danger by proactively, come on, stay with me now, church, by proactively putting something in play so that you as a tourist feel safe. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10 says, watch this, if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. Now look at how strong Solomon is about this. He says, pity anyone. I mean, he's not mocking here. His heart is going out. He says, pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Partnerships mitigate risk. When you are in danger, when you have and will at some point go through a difficult circumstance, thank God for friends who reduce the risk. Thank God for people who stretch out their hand, who lift you up out of the miry clay. Now, to a Jewish reader, this verse makes absolute sense. And the reason why is because when we step out of our church, we are stepping onto, generally, an even footpath. You will walk across the road to go to your car. The trip hazards have been minimized. But to a Jewish person, they don't have the nice roads that you and I have, or they didn't have those roads that you and I get to enjoy. We're talking rocks. We're talking potholes. We're talking even pits, spraining of an ankle, possibly the breaking of a leg. And so to a Jewish person, watch this, they are navigating the rocky road of life. How many of you know that life can be rocky? There are circumstances, there are phone calls, there are relationships, there are pandemics, there are things that you cannot plan for. But Solomon says, I want to give you wisdom. When you go through a pothole or you step into a pit like Joseph because of other people's bitterness, is there somebody? Is there a partner who is going to lift you up out of the miry clay and speak the life of God into your spirit? Because sometimes you're going to fall down. There are other times when you're going to get knocked down through the, you know, the not niceness of certain wonderful people. But regardless of whether you fall down or you're going through something yourself, thank God for the actions of others who can pick you up. I want to say something to you this morning. You're strong, but you're not that strong. You're amazing and talented and good-looking and incredible. But there comes a day where Proverbs says, a brother is born for the day of adversity. You need a brother. You need a friendship. You need someone who can prophesy. You need someone who can take authority over the powers of darkness. You need someone who can speak the wisdom of God. You need someone who can speak to your situation and say, look, I know what you're going through is difficult, but the call of God is upon your life. We are going to bind this thing together in Jesus' name. We are going to speak to it. Someone who's extending their hand and lifting you up. Can you say amen? Amen. I saw this saying the other day and I thought, wow, this is so good, so true. Watch this. A shared joy is a double joy. And a shared sorrow is a half sorrow. Amen. We all need comfort. when your heart's grieving and broken, when you've been hurt to the very core, when you get to a place where you say, Lord, I'm even struggling to pray. I'm even struggling to walk through this one little step. Help me. Thank God for good friends. Thank God for partnerships. Thank God for the people in our lives who came and spoke destiny. Do you remember that day when you were struggling? Do you remember that day when you felt like giving up? And all of a sudden, a phone call came. All of a sudden, there was a knock at the door. All of a sudden, you bumped into someone at the shopping center who spoke the word of God into your situation. We need to be in partnership. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise this morning? Now, the difference between what I'm speaking about today and us going to a motivational seminar is what we're talking about today is supernatural. It's a blessing from Almighty God for your life. Tonight, we're going to shift the atmosphere in this arena. I'm going to release over you tonight when I preach God-ordained relationships. You see, in the book of Acts, when the apostles were, there was a spread of the gospel. At this point in time, all the way from Acts chapter 2, all the way through the middle of the book of Acts, they only had reached Jewish people. But there was a man by the name of Cornelius. Give it up for all the Italians. He was an Italian man. The first recorded Gentile to come to know Jesus was an Italian. He had a dream of a man coming to him and sharing the gospel with him. An angel came, spoke to him. History was made. Why? Because of a divine covenant. A man by the name of Peter came and shared the message of Jesus with Cornelius and his household. And something shifted and the Gentiles were now reached. So this is not motivational talk towards relationships. This is supernatural. This is divine. These are heaven-breathed relationships. And so tonight, I want to release over your life and over your journey and over your call. Friends, watch this, that stick closer than a brother. Amen. Woo, come on, Brad. So good. Number three, you getting something out of this today? Come on, you getting something out of this today? Solomon tells us two are more satisfied than one. Satisfied than one. We've looked at the advantages of companionship in point number one and two. Now we see the advantages of comfort. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 11 says, again, if two lie down together, stay with me now, watch what they are doing. They are lying down. Watch what it says, they will keep warm, but how can one be warm alone? Now, notice their posture. Notice that they weren't achieving something. Now, there's a lot of achievers in our room today, people who like to go after certain things. And that's a good thing. Never stop being an achiever. But these people were simply being. They were simply being, that is, they lied down together, and watch this, something was generated, warmth. You see, if all your relationships in your life are about common goals, common adventures, they're good relationships, there's nothing wrong with those. But do you want me to tell you the deepest relationships that God has for you is where you can just be. Be yourself. Smile. Sorry, guys, I forgot to brush my teeth this morning. Please don't do that. Where you can just Be you. And watch what happens. Their being generated warmth. Simply because of their coming together. Warmth in relationships. Warmth in laughter. Let's order a pizza with Coke No Zero. Amen. Let's just enjoy each other's company. It's not what we have to do. This is just about being. How many being relationships do you have in your life? How many people do you have in your world where you just be? Where it's not about, we did this, then we overcame that, and then we achieved that. And they're great, and thank God for those relationships. But I want to challenge you about being you, being yourself, telling your not so funny jokes, but everyone loves them anyway. Why? Because you're just being you. Amen. And the point is simply this: life is better with friends. The older you get, the easier it is to become more and more lonely. I encourage you young people, and I encourage middle-aged peoples, take this on board. Listen to what I'm saying to you. The things that you remember most in life, do you want me to tell you what they are? It's not the red car that you bought. It's relationships. It's people. It's people who made a spirit imprint on your life. Why? Because we were being. There's a great satisfaction that comes with that. Alison and I, we were in Perth. So I'm just, the voices give me the heebie-jeebies today. I haven't preached in about 4 or 5 weeks, so it's struggling to keep up with the anointing. But don't worry, it'll catch up. And we caught up with friends that we used to do youth ministry with back in the day. Kevin and Rachel Das and their kids, Ken and Chrissy Lee and their kids. We went to a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant. Kids were going wild. We were ordering spring rolls. They were so nice. You know, it's got that sweet and sour sauce. You like dip it in. It's like rondai shondai, you know. And then we got some more. And it's like, what about the fried rice? Who loves fried rice, anyone? Who prefers it with beef? Who prefers it with chicken? Who prefers it with prawns? All of the above. And then the sweet and sour pork came out. Now we're talking. What were we doing? God's people, just being. You're a great achiever, but you need to chill out a little bit. You need to chill out a bit and be you. Be yourself. Have some relationships. You are missing out on the blessing in this arena. The word blessing, we spiritualize it so much. Do you know what it actually literally means? Happy. God wants you to be happy because of friendships. Jesus himself craved friendships. He said to his disciples, you know, we've been doing this whole thing, discipleship, and like it's been awesome, but can I tell you something, guys? You're no longer my disciples. Now I call you friends. Amen. Whew. Number four. Last point. Two are more stronger than one. There's a strength that comes by being in partnership. Strength in our marriages. Strength in our life groups. Strength in our relationships with one another. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12 says, though one may be overpowered by another. Now I've got to tell you something. You're a target of Satan. He doesn't like your health. He doesn't like your prayer life. He doesn't like the fact that you're building towards destiny. He doesn't like that you're a soul winner. He doesn't like that you're a giver. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Word of God says that his natural language, Jesus told us, is to lie. He loves to slander. He loves to lie to you about you. And some of those attacks that we experience, we can feel like we're a little bit overpowered at times. But Solomon says, I've learned something. Two can withstand. You need a partner. You need a prayer partner. You need an authority, someone who has authority in God. So let's break this thing in. Just Satan, we rebuke you. Can we just remind you, furnace face, where you belong? Amen. I bind that spirit in the... Oh, man, I felt that. I bind that spirit lying to you in Jesus' name. It has no power. It has no authority in Jesus' name. We stand together with you in partnership today. When someone attacks your character, defiles your reputation, you've lived long enough, you know those things happen. Spreads a rumor about you. We need someone, a friend, a partner, who can rush to our aid. Friends will take our part when others try to take us apart. It's undeniable that two are better than one. Two are more successful, safer, satisfied, and Solomon says, stronger. You want to be strong in 2021? Be in partnership, covenant with the people of God. I'll finish with this verse. Musos and singers, you can come up. That'd be great. Amos, now let me impart this to you. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Amos says this, can two walk together? The answer is yes. But here we go. Unless they are agreed. Stay with me on this one. Now watch this. A second event does not happen unless it has been preceded by a necessary first event. Once the first event has taken place, the second is sure to follow. Amos is saying to us that the two need to come together. They need to talk about it. They need to covenant in partnership. They need to say, through the rocky road of life, we are going to walk together. We are going to stand together. We are going to pray together. I'm going to covenant with you. I'm going to partner with you. And we will walk together. Why? Because we've come together in agreement. Partnership. Years ago, when Alison and I first became the pastors of our church, 7 years ago, our church was in a difficult place. And there was a more mature man of God in our nation by the name of Pastor Alan Davies. He was the pastor who preached on the handover Sunday from Michael and Valerie Murphy to Alison and I. Great man of God, more mature. And I stayed connected with him. And he's a good friend. And he acts as a spiritual father to me. And when we were walking through this journey, he called me up one day and he committed himself to partnership. He committed to speaking the wisdom of God. I was 39 when I became the senior pastor of our church. And he committed himself and he said he would put his hand on my hand and help in the purposes of God. About 3 years later, he was preaching here on a Sunday. And during the worship, we were having a great time in the presence of God. And he turns to me and he says, Brad, this church has changed. Something has shifted. And then he grabs my hand. And I'm not talking like, you know, husband and wife, you know. He's like, full squeeze. And he said to me, you have done a great job. And something shifted. We need partnerships. We need people who can tell us, you've done a great job. You've done a great job. Wow, you have done a great job. Supernatural partnerships. Who's ready for God to release supernatural partnerships over their worlds, over their businesses? There's an acceleration coming to your business and to the plans and purposes of God if you're willing to follow Spirit-inspired partnerships, addition to multiplication. Don't try and do it on your own. Andrew and I talk often about business people who step out without getting wisdom from people who've done it before. Get a partner, get some wisdom, get the anointing of God, get some people with experience, and allow God to move you forward in His purposes. Why? Because we've covenant, we come into a place of covenant through partnership. There's an anointing for partnership this year. Paul, a Silas, a Mordecai, and Esther, and Elijah, and Elisha. Tonight, it's going to break open, and an anointing is going to come on us, and there's a release in the Spirit coming. Some of you have felt very lonely, and one of the things that 2020 has done is it's amplified loneliness in people's lives. I mean, one of the most used words, according to Mr. Google in 2020, is the word isolation. We're not called to live in isolation. That is anti-word of God. We need partnerships. Can we just worship the Lord together? Would you be kind enough just to stand up on your feet for a moment? And we're just gonna allow the Holy Spirit to say, God, do something new, do something new, do something new, do something new in my life in this area. We pray and declare it in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.